So, I don't know. I thought I would just do something real quick. I'm leaving the grocery store from picking up my daughter's birthday cake. So, I had to stop and get cake. I come in here for one thing, and then my dad is like, oh, we need hot dog and hot dog buns and fries. I'm like, I came in here for one thing. What the heck? So, I had to do that. So, now I'm heading to pick her up, and then I'm going home. Today has just been a crazy, crazy, crazy day. I'm not going to sit here and lie, guys. My anxiety is at an all-time high. I just feel my mood is completely, completely off. I feel like this mental illness is kicking my butt. And it has my moods all over the place. And then something happened at work today, and it just really... It's like, you know, sometimes you do things out of frustration or anger, and then you wish you hadn't did it. That's how I was at work today. Like, something did happen, and I felt bad about it, but I couldn't take it back because I already had did it. But it was at the time out of frustration and anger. And I can go into too much detail about it, but it's just like, sometimes, like I said, you get fed up. You just get fed up with certain things, and then it just turns into a huge mess, and then I'm trying to keep the peace, and then it's just a lot of things bugging me. But when I do something that bad, I always feel guilty. Like, I feel kind of bad when I do something that potentially can hurt other people around me. Like, I wasn't intentionally trying to hurt anybody, but sometimes we just do things, and it ends up, you know, hurting the people that we love, and we don't realize it right away. But it was something that I didn't intentionally mean to do, but in the moment, not thinking, I just went through with what I did, and I shouldn't have done it. But I mean, I apologize for my actions, but it's just, like I said, I just haven't felt like myself lately, and it's been weighing heavy on me. And then on top of that, like, it's just, work stuff is crazy. It's just not only that incident, but I had another incident happen where, like, someone I used to be a coworker of mine, she's like trying to get her job back, and I'm just like, oh my God. And no one at the job got along with her. Like, and she was there, it was like being in hell, honestly, like flames and everything, like the devil was like, she's the devil, literally. And no one wants to work with her again. So just having two instances happen in one day is just too much for me. And I just was like, I need to go home. I just didn't feel good. And even now, I don't feel good about everything that happened because I just don't feel good about everything that happened. And it just really is bothering me. Like, because it's like stuff like this normally doesn't get to me, guys. It doesn't. Like, even talking about it, I'm getting like emotional because I am never going to intentionally do something to hurt the people around me. But the same token, I mean, you know, in life, you know your worth. You know what you're worth, and you know what you need to do to get there, and you know, like, what you deserve and what you don't. And I feel like I'm at a place in my life where I know my worth and know what I deserve, and I feel like in some instances in my career, I love my career. I'm obsessed with my career. I love what I do, but I feel like sometimes in my career, there's more I want to chase. There's more I want, and in my current position, a current job that I love so much, I'm not ragging my job, but it's just like, when is it going to be, when am I going to feel like I have more? I don't know what I'm talking about this, but I don't know, guys. So, you know, it just feels like my mental illness, like I said, it's just kicking my butt. This depression, this anxiety. And I took my medication this morning, but I know that it's not fully in my system because I haven't been taking it for like 2 to 3 weeks now due to my doctor not feeling it until recently. So I'm just now getting back on my meds and trying to get myself together. But even with everything going on, I still don't feel good. I still don't know how to act. I still don't know what's going on. I still don't know what to do or anything that I'm dealing with. It's just hard to deal with certain situations or things. It's just, I don't know. I'm tired. Like, I want to sit here and lie. I'm tired. I'm drained. I have a headache now. I'm just like, you ever just be over something? That's how I feel. Like, I'm just over all the BS. And I don't know what else I can say about that. I really don't. I'm like heading home with a huge headache. But I'm just checking in with you guys and seeing how everyone's mental illness is holding up. Hope everyone is having a great day. And I don't mean that to be funny. I mean that to say peace with mental illness. I hope that we all are sticking together. We're all happy and just trying to pull through and get through our day, even when it seems like it's tough. So it can get like that sometimes. It can be tough. It can be hard. But we just have to keep pushing and keep going and remember who we are and what we stand for. You know, it's crazy. Did anyone like catch that Michael Jackson documentary that people are doing on him about Never Neverland and how the people are coming out saying he touched them inappropriately? And I was like, the honest thing I feel about it, this man is dead. Let him rest in peace. But why are we keep talking about that? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why certain stuff still needs to be talked about. Like, if the person is dead, let them rest in peace. Why keep bringing up something that may be true, may not be true? But if you keep bringing up what they did with them when they were alive, it just comes, and with such nothing to dead, it's just like, why bring it up? Why make that man's mom and sisters and brothers have to relive something that they don't want to relive again? I find it really disturbing that, and I honestly really disgusting that people are doing it. I mean, when Whitney Houston died, they talked about her like a dog and brought up everything she did, for drugs, everything else. They made all these movies about her. The crazy part about life is that you have to wonder sometimes. You can do so much in this world, so much in this life, but no matter what you do, when you die, especially, people are going to talk about you. They're going to say either this person was an amazing person or this person was a crappy person. You know, so it's like how you treat people when you're alive means so much, even though a lot of people don't think so. It truly does, because once you're gone, that's your legacy. That's what you leave behind. And I think that's really hard for a lot of people to grasp and understand. It's crazy how life is. It really is. But like I said, I'm just, the struggle is real right now for me, guys. Like, I'm struggling so bad. Like, I don't know. It used to be this new song I would listen to, and it would be, the one foot fall or something, I'm gonna fall, somebody, oh my god, the lyrics are in my tongue or something, but it was, I think One Foot Wrong was the song, I believe, I might be wrong, but it was off her album, anyway, when she was like, on the cover, she was like a carnival person or whatever, with a leg in the air or whatever, I can't think of the name of the album, but that song, One Foot Wrong, is stuck in my head, you know, with somebody that's you heard that album, please tell me that, think about that song or something like that. I don't know. Like, my whole body is aching. I'm driving home, like, my legs, my feet, everything aching because I just can't seem to function. I'm just kind of over it. I mean, I get like this sometimes, but right now I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm fed the hell up. I'm just over today, over everything. I'm over it all, you know, and all at this point, all I can do is pray. Like, I make mistakes every day. I'm human. And I just want to pray about it and move on. I feel like I can't crucify myself. I can't beat myself up about my decisions that I make or my mistakes that I make on a daily basis because I'm human. But sometimes we're so hard on ourselves, we don't even realize how hard we're being on ourselves. But it's really annoying right now. I don't know. I feel like I'm so hard on myself, you know. I don't know. I gotta stop beating myself up. So, I don't know if you guys wanna pray with me or not. I know this is random. This is body, you listening to this, may not be religious. You may be like, I don't believe in God, I'm atheist. If you do, I apologize sincerely. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But I feel like today's been one of the days where I just feel like praying, and I feel like why not pray with my podcasters, because this is something new for me. It means you guys can pray together and uplift everybody. I'm going to make it short and simple. And again, I'm not trying to offend any religious views or anybody out there. It's just something I want to do because I just believe God and I just feel like He gets us to see. So, as I'm driving, I want to say a quick little prayer for us. So, dear God, I come to you, you know, just to uplift and bless everyone in this beautiful world today. I come to you to just watch over everyone up in the world today. Everyone who needs you, you seem to spread positivity. Uplift everybody, keep it to be there, guide us through your laws, Lord. Just continue to be at peace, Lord, and get us through the next few days, next few months, Lord. Just continue to create a lot of positivity, especially, you know, us as mental illness people. Just bless and guide us and get us through it. And continue to, you know, be our stepping stone, Lord. Lord, I pray, amen. I'm sorry again if anybody was offended by that. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I just thought that a cute little nice prayer for you guys would be great. Because honestly, I could use a prayer right now, so I figured why not do it on my podcast with all of you, you know, at the same time, because maybe somebody else out there needs prayer too. And, you know, honestly, never done that before, but I just want you guys to know you're not alone and that I'm here for you and that it does get better. It does get better. It's hard to say that sometimes when you're really going through something, though. It's hard to say it gets better when you feel like you're never going to get out of what you're in. You know, this mental illness right now is kicking my butt. Like I said, and I just don't know what to do. You know, I'm not happy, but I don't know why I'm not happy. I'm not where I should be, you know. And I honestly don't know. I'm honestly tired. Like, I can honestly sit here and say that I'm just, like, tired. I just want to curl up in a ball and just go to sleep because I'm just like, oh, I just want to go take a nap or something because I'm just so tired. And I'm honestly beat down and just drained and everything to think of right at this moment. I'm kind of over everything, to be honest. Like, you ever get to that point where it's like, you might lose a little bit of some things that you don't even care at this point because you've gotten to the point in your life where you're just like, the hell with all this crap. That's how I feel right now. And I don't really mean that, but that's what my mind is feeling right now. Like, the hell with it. I don't want to do this anymore. I just break through everything. I can't deal with this anymore. Like, you gotta stop cameras. Like, I'm on a reality TV show. Let's cut it. Let's keep it real. I'm just done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And I don't know why I feel this way, but I don't know. I don't know. Man, I've just been a struggle lately. Man, that's why I tell you guys, I want to check in with you guys and let you guys know I'm good and everything's great. And I want to keep the podcast going, but it's so hard for me to do the normal podcast I was doing. My moods have kind of been so shifty, where one minute I'm good and the next minute I'm not. So it's kind of hard for me to give you guys a good podcast and give you guys great advice when I'm not in a good space to do so. So that's what's been tough for me, guys, because I don't want you to think I abandon you, like I tell you every day, because I have, and it's just been the space I'm in. I physically can't sit here and do a good podcast. When, like, I hate doing these podcasts like these where I'm upset or where I feel like I'm coming to you guys and I feel like I'm being mopey and just kind of not in a good mood and just trying to do a podcast about positivity when I'm not feeling so good. And I know I'm not the only one out there dealing with mental illness and that's dealing with it, feeling the same way that I feel, but I just want to give you guys something good, and it's hard. It's so hard for me to do that. I can't give you something good when I'm not in a good space. It's so hard. And I say that every day because I want you guys to know, like, I'm giving you all of me at this point. I'm giving you the good, the bad, the whatever, the ugly, the beautiful. I'm showing it all because I want to keep it real with you guys, and because I want you to know that I'm human. I may be the girl that can help people and try to be there too, but I'm also the girl that sometimes needs me to be there for her and that falls free sometimes and falls to the wayside. And I just want you guys to see all those things and not feel like I'm hiding something or I'm not being genuine or it's not real or anything like that. I want to give you all of me, even the parts of me that aren't always so beautiful, you know. And it's been a struggle. I won't sit here and lie, but I always want to check in with you guys just to let you guys know I'm still good and I'm going to get through this and it's going to be okay, and that it's been tough, but it'll get better, you know. I'm just struggling right now. And like I said, my medication, I just started taking it today, and I haven't taken it like 2 or 3 weeks, so I've got to get back in my system again. And so that's another struggle, waiting for it to get back in my system, waiting for myself to get back to normal, and just waiting for things to be better. I just don't know what to do. I really don't. But, you know, I got to stay strong. It's like my mind is on that borderline of like, I can't do it, I can do it. Let's keep pushing in the borderline. It's just like, I can't do this. Let's just, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's hard. It's definitely a struggle. I'm trying to be strong, guys. I really am. Not just for you guys, but for myself and my family and everybody else. It's hard, though. It's so hard. But I'm going to get ready to end this because I got to go inside my grandmother's house to pick my daughter up and got to get her in the house and I got to go home and get settled, get her dinner, fix my dinner and all that good stuff. So, again, guys, thank you so much for all the support you give me. I appreciate it always. I'm going to keep checking in with you guys here and there and hopefully soon things will be back to normal and I can get back to my regular podcast about actual topics and things like that and we can be good again. If anyone needs me again, like I always tell you guys, email address, SherelleBlog.media. I'm here for you guys. Please enjoy this beautiful Tuesday. It's been tough, but I'm going to get through it. And I'm going to get through it. I'm going to keep praying, and I hope you guys enjoy my little prayer that I did for you. I hope it touches somebody out there. You know, that's mostly what I pray for when I do this podcast. If I touch this one person, I know I've done my job. And that's all I really care about, is just advocating and helping everyone with their feelings. That's all I care about. So again, guys, have a blessed Tuesday. Tuesday evening, and I will catch you guys later.